Sporting events and other large public gatherings have been canceled in the United States because of the COVID-19 spread. Could the country's political party nominating meetings be next? The Republican and Democratic parties were to hold their conventions in August to choose their candidates for president. Some people are wondering if the events should be virtual instead. A virtual convention would connect thousands of delegates from all 50 states and U.S. territories. Those attending could vote on everything from political party rules to the presidential nominees, all using social media tools. Currently, the Democrats are to gather over 3 days in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, beginning August 17th. The Republicans plan to gather in Charlotte, North Carolina, a week later. Expected Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has suggested that his party may decide to hold a virtual convention if the pandemic continues. President Donald Trump has forcefully said that his party would physically gather to nominate him for a second term. Politicians and political experts are intensely speculating on what a virtual convention might look like. There's two aspects to this. There's the legal and the political, said Elaine Kmark. She is a member of the Democratic National Committee and director of the Center for Effective Public Management. She said, "The public vote for the nominee is the way that a presidential candidate gets on the ballots in all the states. So legally, you have to have a convention." Conventions bring together party members and unify the party around the nominee and get them excited about the fall campaign, said Laura Brown. She is director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University in Washington, D.C. Brown believes a virtual convention needs to involve at least 3 different platforms. There needs to be one secure platform for the delegates to be able to cast their votes, she said. Another kind of platform is needed to get people involved. Then, there needs to be a third platform that is about the production of the show, she said. Convention centers filled with thousands of party members have historically provided television networks with exciting pictures and interesting stories. How would a virtual convention appear to Americans watching TV? It would have to be done by creating the illusion of a busy convention with balloons, messages, and events through the magic of television. I'm not sure that producing a TV show without 20,000 people in an arena is going to be any worse than what we traditionally have, Kmark said. And if the spread of the coronavirus eases enough to permit small gatherings, she sees delegates holding house parties that she called a nationwide meetup. Chairpersons of the Republican and Democratic parties recently said plans for normal conventions are going ahead. But if conditions change, Brown is interested to see which party produces a better virtual experience. This would be a whole new world, and what that means in terms of the creativity and the ingenuity is really an unknown. She said a virtual convention might help one party more than the other. K-Mark notes, the final decision on how to hold the convention is not completely in the party's control. She said, if current conditions continue, people in both cities might not want to work at the conventions. There will be people in both cities who do not look forward to having 20 to 30,000 people from all over the country, K-Mark observed. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.